us before the two, you look at it and then shape the content of the report accordingly in terms of the language of articulation. I hope we'll be able to apply our mind correctly as we finalize this report. But that deadline for the report, and we must meet the deadline, and then this is what we do. Of course, all of you, as you receive the report, please comment on it. Because that list has helped us to enrich the report. Robert, the report must be enriched for us to start working on it. And I think already in the working process, really, in terms of finalization of this matter. It's not going to be a big report. It will be a report that captures the substance of what we've been doing in terms of the work of the committee. And hopefully, there will be people who read the report. Sometimes no one reads this report anyway. Therefore, it's important here that we should raise. Well, I think, Chris, if we agree, then that we'll do that on your behalf. And then you come in, then you endorse it yourself. That would be a good idea. I don't think we should really now go to the report in details. I think we should indeed. Of course, there are a lot of other areas there in our report that we must look at it. I hope already it's going to be circulated to everyone. Colleagues, you have circulated it really in terms of the report, and there will always be table of content of the report. There will be introduction. We will take the strategic priorities and put them down there. And we'll give our own analysis of these issues. We'll also look at the general way the department. Back in 2015, as the minister was saying, and they may have a clean audit, but they were not qualified. No emphasis matters that are very serious. Therefore, it simply means that the department isn't rising in the right track in terms of financial accountability on that. We will, in our report, of course, highlight those areas. And unless there are areas that the analysis of quarterly expenditure will raise. And I think what we should do today really is just to allow members to deal with the question of committee observation. Because it's when then really we must apply our mind all across on that. Because we shouldn't throw bones about the feeling of members. Members themselves must be able to assist us on the issue. Because I know that because it has been sent to members, but even on the observation by the committee, not a lot of area that we make come up observation and recommendation. I think observations are 6 bullet points. 6 bullet points. The overall expenditure, and then we raise the issue of mass participation there. And then, of course, you raise the point that notwithstanding exponential growth in overall expenditure. And then, of course, that is no tangible evidence that this is that leaks. Labs were established in communities. It's a point that colleagues must look at it serious about that. And then we raise the issue of department, the municipality issues, implementation. And then we raise the issue of the growth in South Africa. And then the receiver of revenue issue that they were raising with us. We raised the issue of the, of course, issue the minister will know. The imminent pest in the area, I think they will come. I think we agree already that we should invite them toward the end of November. Therefore, toward the end of November, the imminent pest. They'll be invited to come in and also raise with us the issues around development of sport and transformation. And then we raise the issue of the department. Of course, the issue there that we want to raise there is that there were prior findings about the general that of course has not been resolved. But it's not a problem of the department. It just offer itself has not set down and approved what you call condonation by SCOBA, because if there are financial issues, has this issue of mass participation, though. We think that is a very important concept at the conceptual level. At the end of it, we think we have not really felt the impact of the mass participation. And we all of us staying there. And anyway, given the fact that it is on Saturday, we were very happy that the president played soccer there. And that was the mass participation, I guess. In Alexandra, that was the mass participation. Running ourselves, running.
But we looked tired.
I was not well. No, we played, but the mass participation, that one is the typical mass participation. But the point that we are raising there that there is mass participation, resources are put there. But we think generally that the impact of it, of course, the impact takes time. Take time was the process generally, not the event. Impact will take time, but we think that there's no visible impact. Of course, started last year. Therefore, we can't expect really major impact. But we should feel it as we go to community that people are participating in their large numbers. At the moment, we can't feel it really that is happening in many communities that we have built there. It's the point that we are raising there that we should really accelerate this, and then we must see this impact. It shouldn't be difficult to go to Freiburg on Sunday and see mass participation in sport, people enjoying sport, and then kids not in Shebeens, another area, and then playing there. Because we think there's only way that we have the element of social sport become a very critical area. This area. We are raising this issue really generally. Even engagement with federation, within this federation, is very nice that president is raising this issue. Of course, we pray for him also to retain. Only thing that we can do, we can just pray for him to be retained. And then he needs our prayers more than ever before. And we make some conclusion there and call it there. Some of these matters are emphasis from the 2 years of saying the reason why I'm with that state of the opinion. On recommendations there, we are raising on 11. That the committee recommend the national treasurer should consider increasing the pay stack for budget allocated to Department of Sport and Recreation through the expansion of this program for the community. The point that we must really look at is politically. Ourselves, generality. How do you want to articulate this? But I think there's almost a fair understanding now that the baseline general are not assisting sport. The sport is becoming popular, but no resources follow it. It's almost like now becoming an unfunded mandate. You know? I think the bigger problem. I think the point of the is that the treasury should look at this matter. And then given the effect of course that you can't instruct anyone, we are members of parliament, you can't instruct department, we can't instruct treasury, I think we are recommending for them to consider it. I think all of us, Rapporteur, would agree with this one. That we know that there are too many competing areas in government generally, but we think sport also can be playing a very critical role. If it's funded, we won't have enough money generally. But at least a baseline really must be accommodative of the work that the sport should be doing. I don't want to win the medals that we're supposed to win if there are no resources or companies. But we think this one must look at the general numbers because we are mostly this one. Whether we how we want to articulate it or there will be better already because that nuances some of the areas that we are raising. Don't forget that we are members of parliament, therefore we have to be shared by the very nature. We have to nuance things correctly. And then we think that will be very explicit to them to think that we nuance it. But budgeting processes, they take that away. I think BEPR is meant for members of parliament to amend the budget. And the main purpose why we introduce this was to ensure that the parliament have teeth. Parliament can be able to reject the budget. And then that's the main reason why we are putting this area. And then we are raising another one there. So I think you are here also. That the department should update its own IT was emphasizing this point. In fact, they are leading now. And then they have been chosen their own because they can't wait for what is national, what is it? Mm-hmm. They can't wait for it. It will take longer than expected. Therefore, they are speeding up. It seems many departments may follow them to start moving on that. We think that is important because the IT is very important. And we are raising a point there that. And then the whole issue of that issue. Well, the police can look at them anyway and ask them to a very few. Don't forget that we don't want thousands of recommendations. That none got implemented. And then, you know, sometimes Parliament is a very nice author saying one and the same thing. But no one takes it serious. I think that's why they're not going to come up. I think we raised the issue there in the policy number 4, additional funding of the physical sports support services. We are raising this point as a federation, agencies, and other sports partners. In fact, 2016 general assembly is going to change to the democratic election. I'm not sure that the democratic election now, but there will be elections there. Once the elections are there, I think they can move on. And they were raising the point there that I think they are doing very well. That is where the sport trust issue in what area. The point that you are raising that in what area really you have basically time on sports have to be achieved all time. The department must be the sport trust must pay special attention. And then we are raising an issue there of the memorandum of understanding with the Department of Better Education to advance school sports. I think the memorandum is there. We don't know whether it's signed now for it or not, but I know that the memorandum is there. It seems a work in progress, it is signed now. If it is signed, then we wouldn't recommend something signed already. But what we'll do then, the implementation of the memorandum of understanding is not on our recommendation, it's recommended for the signing of it. And, but it's very important for schools not problem. We are raising another point there about the, I think this one is a bigger problem that we are raising there, that's kind of transformation, and we think of the sport. We have to discuss it ourselves and see how to influence it in one another that's sport. So there are courses that general are untransformed. There are many courses in our country that are not transformed. This is the reason why the department or the ministry has already set up the committee of the eminent person to advise around the transformation. I think the committee can re-emphasize this point, the transformation of sport in our country. Of course, we are raising the issue of the boxing contract we are there. We think that we should increase the allocation. But again, giving money without assisting people may not solve the problem of boxing South Africa. Therefore, we need more than just money there, because we need real organization to generate IT management at a society level. But we are making a point there that we think is important. That the department has given them some more money in order for to fill the vacancy in such a position. Because the governance issue generally is very weak in that area. It's very weak, it's correct, you can't do anything. The unemployment testing, the complaining here, there was a lot of money, the employer qualified testing, the entire budget would disappear. Therefore, it's a chance to balance this issue. I think there's a fair understanding now among members of the committee, also the department, I think they appreciate it, that we must literally assist the person for that food. To turn things around. We know that we have appointed a person there to go and work with them. I think they're giving a report in terms of being on air assessment or boxing for that day. But I think we need to assist them. It's a very important sport. It's a very important sport. And then, therefore, because without the man raised, we are able to have even a qualified chief financial officer. Who would it have? So we know what the director of the Auditor General said in this meeting about the issue that they see that would be. That's why they were proposing that we myself take them. They go to the department and become chief director in the department because he doesn't think this person will ever assist that plan. And of course, that will compromise how we should work with the government. And then all the issues that we are raising them. And then, of course, the minister raised the issue. I hope this will work faster. The contact transport that is important for our members of the contact. Whatever will happen this year or even next year is very useful. But I think the government should try to work on this, try to change it. It should be a recommendation, though, I think the program will come to this. This is an important recommendation. And then, well, I think the last one is already covered, actually, the recommendation to the baseline. And then, therefore, that one wants to make that the true bullet point. And then these are issues, of course, you always in Parliament write to say the report will consider that we have. But the report will only be considered if the report are in terms of the rules of the House. They also don't assume the whole government because they're not government. And then even if they make recommendation should not have financial implications. It should not have a financial implication. And then I think that's what we are trying to do. You'll advise us accordingly. And then probably then once you advise accordingly, we will then ensure that then we shouldn't have made the recommendation. I think we'll try to take them a little bit to five recommendations being. And the department is here, I think we will implement some of the recommendations. I think if you do that during the course of the next 2 days, then for us to say it's a report now represented in the committee. But I know that without Mr. Lee assisting us here, I know that he's in Canada, and I didn't know that he got US citizenship. That was a problem for class election. And then I think we'll work on this area accordingly. When is our next meeting to adopt the report? Can you come to have a 30-minute meeting? Yeah. We'll be 30 minutes Thursday, because by Friday we must have meeting. Can we meet colleagues Thursday, tomorrow look at it? Mm-hmm. And then, because we must represent your articulation. Can you just summarize whatever you summarize, and then you represent your articulation? But if you agree that on Thursday, then some more Thursday, what is happening on Thursday? There was the main budget. The budget speech by Provia. We must share the time. Is Thursday? Thursday, what time? Starting at 2 now. We can meet Jen before 2. 12. Is it 12 or 5 colleagues on Thursday? Okay, so let's set up another meeting. Go on to serve you. Just take 30 minutes of those meetings. Is that fine? Agreed. That's fine. We can meet here. Yeah. You just come back to us then on Thursday. And then before the end of the day tomorrow, we must know when we are meeting. We are meeting at 12 to half past 12, we are here. And then Ray will release you because you don't want to exhaust you. You must also go and nominate them. You may also nominate yourself. No. Some of your BGM isn't correct.
This one then is an important one. That you are invited, you are cordially invited to the finance role of the origin of the House of Nations. Because the investment diploma is the investment of the European Union. And you are certainly designed to
I'm not the casual listener.
Sometimes you find that what information from Tori around what is supposed to be happening, Tori doesn't know anything. For my little students, the event that I have attended, that I organized by the department, either we're not getting clear or there's miscommunication between the two sessions. So can we this time if you want to be there, you know, we should get like proper. Not like members, but just an ordinary person. Because you go there, you round around, you won't get any person who will tell you where to go, and at the end of the day, some of us think that we are the main thing to do. So either things are going to be arranged properly, or some of us won't go. I will never personally go if I don't get information on time, and who am I going to talk to when I get frustrated? That's my personal view around this. Maybe I'm the first one to bring this, but my experience is like it's too horrible to go under the umbrella of the department.
Okay, no, the department is there.
So I just want to find out whether the invitation will be extended also to our spouses or for members of the committee. No, it's a valid question.
Some of the events, but I don't have any tailored parameters.
Thank you.